Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childers, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host Darielle Archer and I feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you, so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanated from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle, Washington and vicinity every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. on the dial, or listen live online from anywhere in the world you may happen to be at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific time by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com. And with me today is multi-award-winning musician, author, healer, shamaness, composer, and speaker. No one in Sedona just has one title. Deborah Thunderbeat from, and we are so happy to have you joining us on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Martha, for having me. This is fun and exciting.
Yeah, well, and I know you've got a large body. I mean, you've written some other books, and a lot of them are, you know, like on chakras and healing and that sort of thing. And your new book, and I'm so glad that you're wanting to share some of the things that you've seen and what you've witnessed in the rocks here, since you've been living here for what, almost 30 years?
22 years.
22 years. I knew it was between the 20s and 30s somewhere, but I won't age us any more than that. But Thunderbeat's newest book is called Faces in the Rocks, and Ancient Egypt Found in Sedona. So I think it's a really fun subject. And for anyone who's ever liked to look up in the clouds and find faces and messages, there's a whole lot going on here, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's ancient lost history here, that's for sure. Thousands of years ago. And spirit has guided me, the ancient ones, I call them, in the rocks. And, you know, Native American. And I was always taught, when you see a face in the rocks, that is the truth. And I have found hundreds of them.
I know. A couple of hundred, as I recall.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes. Well, and while you're here too, I wanted to also thank you again for leading the drum circles at both of our Hopi gatherings here in Sedona, and also for being a contributing performer for our upcoming virtual fundraising concert this March 22nd on World Water Day to help us supply more water purification systems to the Hopi and Navajo reservations. And I know that's a really tried and true subject for you too. So stay tuned, everyone, for more on that too. And with that, I'm hoping you'll start things off by giving our audience just a quick little snapshot about your background, keeping in mind the show is only 30 minutes and you've got a lot to say. Mostly what led you to, you know, when did you decide to share all these things that you found and all these mystical images in the rocks?
Well, it kind of started when I first moved here. Spirit guided me to actually the Sphinx. It was very magical. And I got here and I just saw, they showed me the Sphinx, and I've been to Egypt many times, been studying Egypt for 25 years. So I could see it clearly. And I have found 10 major gods and goddesses here of Egypt. And it's no, like, kind of looks like, it's not like that at all. It's real deal.
Yeah, it's crazy, the details. You know, and Akhenaten and Isis and Thoth, if you wanted to like describe some of what you've seen there, because I mean, the detail is unbelievable. It's, you know, unquestionable.
Yeah, they're hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
I've driven by some of these three or four times or maybe more and didn't see them. And they're right there because you're not expecting them. That's probably what it is. And but Thoth is a detailed, he's an ibis bird, and he has like his headdress on and his whole ibis face, his whole body, arms, everything. Isis, Osiris, and they're all kind of like, the Egyptian area is all kind of like in the same exact area. Then there, I have found dragons and Native Americans in the rocks, very detailed. I have found Kuan Yin, Ganesh, all in different areas, and they're all kind of in their own like city.
Their little hood.
Yeah, their little hood, their little areas. And so I said, oh, this is totally ancient, ancient knowledge that's been lost. And, you know, spirit has guided me and has downloaded me some information. They said it's so old, it's over 10,000 years ago. And they're saying that this was actually part of Atlantis. And they said Atlantis was
interesting.
They said Atlantis was all over the world. And when Atlantis fell, they brought their Egyptian gods and goddesses to Egypt with them. So they were here before Egypt.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because, with the formations around here, and that really is cool that you pointed out that there's little hoods, little clusters, because you do see everything. And even nowadays, you know, people must, I mean, all, you know, anybody from that's kind of connected to spirit is drawn here, because I think we have every church on the planet represented in Sedona now too, modern day churches too. But it's really interesting, as I say, it goes back that far, because it's also been said that in the Grand Canyon, you know, this cave was discovered by a Kincaid. And I love that because I'm a Kincaid. And I'd like to think it was a relative of some sort. But there was a cave found in the mountain filled with relics from ancient Egypt too, which was quickly sealed up by the Smithsonian Institute and kind of never whispered again. But how does that weave into your story? And I'd love to hear more.
Oh, it's all connected. On the northern rim of the Grand Canyon, they still have a map there you can get. And it has Isis Temple, Osiris Temple, Seth Temple, Horus Temple, Buddha
Temple.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. The rocks are actually called that now. Yeah. Still. Yeah.
And I have found actually in Lake Powell, they have found Egyptian hieroglyphs. That's 3 hours from Sedona. Phoenix, they have a place they found Egyptian hieroglyphs. They call it Little Egypt. That's 2 hours from Sedona. And then the Grand Canyon is Marble Canyon is the area you're talking about. They found ancient Egyptian relics. And actually, I have it in my book. They have the inside of the pyramid, almost exactly like the Egyptian pyramid carved inside the one of the caves. And I have a picture of that they actually, I could find, you know, they are... they hidden it, you know, this knowledge. They've been wanting to show us our ancient history or something. So so it's all around here in Sedona and Arizona. And there are portals here. I'm sure they travel back and forth to many different, you know, maybe Egypt and back. I'm not sure, but they're here. It's amazing. I mean, Thoth is here, Osiris is, and Isis is right next to him. That's his that's her husband.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Sekhmet. We got Hathor.
Yeah,
I have the pictures of Hathor in my book. I have the pictures of the ancient Egyptian from the walls, you know, of Egypt, and I have the statues, and it's like, you know, exactly.
Yeah, side by side. And, you know, for those, because it's really hard when we're kind of describing, you know, things we find in the rocks, we will have some examples on our website. And of course, you know, you can check out Thunderbeat's book, because I'm so happy that you decided to put this whole body to work and to share it. And I think it also tells, I mean, the metaphor in it too, you know, with a lot of kind of, you know, wanting to be more present and aware and that sort of thing, that, you know, that's what we're all kind of being guided to do as we evolve and, you know, to connect more with our own divinity and that sort of thing as well. And being present and aware is when you notice these things. And it's when you start to notice figures in the clouds. And so you're open for messages. And then that's kind of when you get it. And have you found it really interesting? I know they've guided you to some of them, but have you had like a thought and then looked up and it's like, oh, okay. You've seen something that's, like, just kind of sealed the deal.
Well, it was interesting. Akhenaten, he's a pharaoh. So I was finding the gods and the goddesses of ancient Egypt. And when I saw Akhenaten, I said, Akhenaten, what are you doing here? You're a pharaoh. And he actually answered me. I swear to God, I swear. He said, I am much older than they say I am. Exactly how he said it. And I took a picture. I had 4 or 5 photos when I saw him clearly in through the long, you know, zoom lens. And I brought it home and put it in my computer, and he wasn't there. And I went, what? Wait a minute. I saw him plain as day. 3 days later, I found him in a whole different area. He wanted me to know he was here.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, there's very one. Tragic. Yeah. And there's one picture in what you sent me too. It wasn't described as who it can be, because sometimes you look at these and it can be something to somebody else too, which I think is really kind of fun and interesting. But this one picture, it looked to me like Jesus. And I mean, everything, I mean, you could see the eyes, you could see the nose, the mouth, the lips, you know, the beard, you know, there's, I mean, the detail is absolutely astonishing.
Yeah, I saw that one and I thought of Jesus also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of just kind of feels like it, you know. It's really, really interesting. And I just love
the turban on. I mean,
yeah, the turban. Yeah. The whole nine yards. Yeah. Now we know what he really looked like.
Right. His eye is just so prominent, and the eyes is what you look for first. You know, and that's what they actually spirit guided me after I found Thoth. Now he's from Atlantis. He's supposed to be 75,000 years old. Mm. And I found him in two places here. And he, so after I found him the second time, I got guided by spirit saying, now find the kings and the queens. And I'm like, what? I would have never noticed them unless they mentioned it to me. I found, so the first week after I got that message from spirit, then I found 3 sets of kings and queens, and they're all in the book. And now there's probably about 8 kings I found.
You got a royal flush there.
I got a royal flush, a king of the mountain. I feel them staring at me a lot of times. Like they're definitely alive.
Oh, when you look up the rocks and you really do see a figure, as I say, you feel like you're connecting with it. And I think that's a very personal thing too. It might connect with other people in different ways, but that's what I love about it, because it'll just quickly take you by surprise. But I have to tell you, it was so funny. I was hiking in the Red Rocks around Vegas, and I turned around and I swear to God, it was Donald Trump in this rock. I mean, the comb over, everything. And I took a picture of it and I sent it to all these people, and they're going, oh my God. So I don't know how anyone could explain that one.
Well, I'd like to see that. Well, he's got the Trump Towers, I think, in Las Vegas there, you know?
I don't know. Maybe he just has to do the carving in the middle of the night, but the rest, I don't know.
I didn't think I was ever going to write the book. I was just driving my friends around to show them these statues or these figures.
Because you've been doing tours for these for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And they all said, you got to do the book, Thunder. You got to do the book. And I said, okay. So I finally made my mind up to do it. And I've been working on it. It was almost 2 years to put this whole book together. And the faces kept coming and coming, and more, and I said, I gotta stop. There's so many faces. I'm finding more and more and more and more, and different. Like I said, there's Kuan Yin and Ganesh, and then I found elephants and birds. Oh my God! I found at least 8 or 9 different birds all over. Yeah. I mean, statues carved. You can see, and it's just amazing.
Well, just this weekend, I was taking a picture because the sky looked so blue. I mean, it was so electric blue above the Red Rocks, and it was, crystal clear, sunny day. And I took a picture, and then something kind of flashed in, by my eye when I took it. And then I, looked at the picture that I just took, and there was a form, a cloud form of an eagle or a hawk, and it was like rainbow colored. I mean, it was like, the rainbow reflected.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just crazy what will even show up in pictures that you don't even see around here too, which is really, really kind of trippy sometimes. So
Yeah.
there's a lot going on around here.
Absolutely. There is still the energy is totally here. And I do the drive tour now, and people always say, I will never look at rocks the same.
Or clouds, right? Isn't there a
Or
song?
clouds, yeah.
I've looked at clouds.
The cloud people told me that that's fourth dimensional, actually, and they're still they that they come down from the higher dimensions, and they can't go into 3D because it's too heavy, or they actually don't want to, so they can go into a cloud and actually take form of the cloud.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
Even on
very.
a cloudless day, I mean, that one was just truly amazing. But I also think is kind of interesting is, well, especially depending on the angle you're looking at some of the rocks, they can morph into something completely different. And so the difference between the time of day, the shadows, the angles, and even the weather, it just, I mean, they just keep emerging. And so it's really, important to kind of take the pictures when you can sometimes, because there's places where I went back and I couldn't find it anymore. Like you say, they kind of like disappear. They reveal, just with the lighting sometimes. So
Oh
it's
yeah,
really kind of fun.
the lighting makes all the difference. I'd go out in the morning, the afternoon, the sunset. I mean, it would be totally different worlds every 3 hours or so, totally different worlds. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, I didn't see that like 3 hours ago. What's interesting is Bell Rock, which you live near,
Yeah.
is a lion sphinx. If you're coming in from the north side of Sedona, it is a lion sphinx. It's in my book. It comes out about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're talking about lighting. Otherwise,
Yeah.
it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah.
And it just plain as day. It's a lion sitting on his throne with his hand, his legs, and there's a pyramid right in the front of it.
Wow.
And a bird. And it's all there in the book. It's all there. So, and Spirit said that it's not a bell rock. It's not a bell. It's a crown.
Ah, I can absolutely see that actually from here as I'm talking to
Doesn't
you.
it look like a crown now?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, but I can see how, the first settlers looked up and just saw a bell.
Right.
Well, I turned it into a spotlight, a lighthouse for our logo.
Nice.
Well, it's always so fun to talk to you. And while we have you on the line too, why don't you say a few things about your other books and just to let our audience know a little bit more about the other scope of your work.
Okay, well, I have a hand drumming book, Rhythms from Around the World, has Middle Eastern, Native American, tribal. I mean, the book has 36 different rhythms from around the world, and I have a Awakening the Chakras book. It's very, very detailed. Will really help you awaken and knowing this knowledge more in depth about the chakras, like the psychic abilities of each chakra. And then my book before this last one is called My Encounters with ETs and Angels, which I have encountered ETs since the age of 4. And they've been coming to me here and there throughout my whole life. Actually, when I was 4 years old, I was playing in the driveway, broad daylight, and a ship came over. It was cloaked in a cloud and it pulled me up. And as it was pulling me up, my mother ran out of the house trying to catch me, and
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they pulled her up too. And that's where the story begins. So it's really magical, and they're all benevolent, loving beings. Actually, it's my star family from Sirius that connected with me. And they told me my name. They said my name was Flying Eagle with Many Wings. And I said, that sounds Native American. So I asked my tribe, and they said, well, where do you think we get our names from? We get it from the star. We get it from the star people, the star family. I'm like, oh, okay, there it is.
Well, you know, the Look Up too, and with that, you know, the new movie, Just Look Up too. It is such a big reminder. It's just like, look up, and you know, there's just so much, as they say, just right in front of us. If you kind of pay attention, and that film definitely took it to the extreme where so many people are so overwhelmed and distracted, they won't even look up at a comet's heading at them. So I think that's, you know, the look up, I think, is a great, great thing for everyone to just kind of pull your head out from whatever, just look up, and you don't know what you might see and when the lighting or the clouds or the rocks are going to reveal something for you. Cause, it's so fun. I remember it's so many memories of, you know, my mom finding shapes in the clouds, and we would always find them. And if you look for them, you'll find them. Or if you want to have fun with it, you'll find it. You know, and other people say, I can't see it. It's like, well, because you're really not looking.
Exactly. That's why I called my book Look Up, My Encounters with ETs and Angels, because people kept saying, how come you see so many ships in the sky, Thunderbeat? Look up.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot we're not missing by looking up. Or even looking straight ahead these days. Well, I think it's that's really interesting about the lost cities and how long the history is here, because even, you know, right behind our house, you know where that mesa is, there's a petroglyph back there, and on the back of that petroglyph there's like a holy mammoth. I mean, what, you know, it's the petroglyphs are even different too. So it's even the different stages of the rocks, and you say things are in different places. Mm-hmm. Not all the petroglyphs came at the same time and from the same people either around here. So it's been going on for a long, long time. Well, we'll be right back for some closing words with Thunderbeat right after this quick message. So please stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Tsering Lodu, and as a part of the Tibetan heritage, I'm discovering many sacred connections with my indigenous brothers and sisters around the world. I'm also learning how many of them are suffering because of the dirty water, and now it's time for us to help them. So, as we say, if everything is dirty, polluted, or gone, that means we are also gone, as life is a water. So when we take action to help purify our waters, we are also purifying ourselves. When water is polluted, so are we. When water is gone, so are we. So, therefore, it is important for me to connect with my indigenous brothers and sisters so we can share our connected and collective wisdoms with the rest of the world, which is how to live in harmony with the earth. The time is now, and right now we are starting with the Hopi and the Navajo brothers and sisters. So please, I request all of you to help this project, and I pray for you all. Love you, and thank you very much.
So Thunderbeat, what would you like to leave our listeners with today? What final thoughts do you have to share?
Oh, well, let's see.
Look up.
Look up. Yes. Look up and look at the rocks in a different way. I mean, they're all over. It's not just Sedona. There are many places, and there's different worlds that we are just forgot, lost history that has happened here that we don't know about. I mean, it's just really hidden in plain sight. That's what I'm going to say.
Hidden in plain sight, like so much is. And how to find your book and the full body of your work? Do you want to share your website? And
Thunderbeat.com. Thunderbeat.com. And you can look at all my items, but I have a download site. I have 15 solo CDs out. Five are sound healing, and then some are from my sacred journeys of like Mayan, Egyptian, cosmic, star family, music that you don't drive with because you'll miss your exit. But you can listen to that at SiriusStargate.com. You can listen for free. SiriusStargate.com is my download site for my music. But if you want the book, thunderbeat.com, and you can order it there and I'll get to you in a few days.
Yeah. And you can also find it on Amazon.
Yes, you can. But it's not the hard copy. It is a ebook.
Okay. That people can find it. Yeah. As I say, and we'll have some examples on our website too, along with her little book release. So that'll steer you in the right direction as well. Then you can also find Thunderbeat's website along with an archive of today's show at SedonaSpotlight.com, along with other great resources to help raise consciousness and the latest with our clean water projects for the Hopi and the Navajo at SedonaSpotlight.com. So please check it out. Well, thank you again so much for joining us today, Thunderbeat. And I know I also wanted to say, I just love the fact that you used to open, your drumming and Jose Arguez just loved you too, and that you would open up his a lot of the events that he did as well. So I'm happy to have you as my new bestie here in Sedona.
Thank you for having me, sweetheart.
Okay, and thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in and turning up the lights, because we can all be spotlights helping to create a brighter world and a better future for everyone, anywhere and anytime. So shine on, look up, and have a wonderful day.